Ah, yes, that why. So, yeah, you know, like we do, I researched it. I knew what I wanted. I wanted something that looked more like a bike than a, you know, than an electric motorcycle. And I wanted something that was legit, you know, class one, class two, class three. I didn't want, you know, one of these ones that, you know, it'll do 40, wink, wink. I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a pedal assist, you know. In this particular one, there was a couple. There was an Aventon Solera, which looked really nice. And, but this electric tempo was pretty much the same. It was down to those two and one other that I can't remember. But this particular one checked the box because it had a removable battery. The Solera did not. It allowed you to go into the computer and you could set it to class 1, class 2, or class 3. So you could do all three classes. And a lot of places won't let you on the trails unless you're class 1. And this one can be, you know, put in the class 1. And, you know, and they don't know. They have no way of knowing that it can be put in the class 3. And so, but you're class 1, you're completely legit for any trail. So I think the removable battery, the, you know, it comes with a heart rate monitor, and it comes with a mode that'll increase and decrease the assist based on your heart rate. You want to stay in a zone. Very high-tech. So the high-tech, the multiple classes, the removable battery, the fact that it looks more like a bike than many, you know, those were the factors for me.